Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
I feel like I listen to this song and Luke Combs and One Number Away. I've got like this terrible foreshadowing that I'm going to play the Powerball tomorrow.
No.
And I'm going to be one number away from any substantial winnings. Oh no, Luke Combs, you've given me so much pre-Powerball anxiety. Ugh.
Or you can flip it and think that you are just one number away from winning $600 million.
As
you're filling it out.
I like
just
that better.
One number and you could be the winner.
$550 million I saw early this morning.
Oh my goodness.
You know, keep going up. Nobody won Saturday night, man. I was so like, and I forgot to play.
I did too.
I totally forgot to play. So this was bad, but I was hoping nobody won. I was like, gosh, I hope nobody wins. And then nobody won. And I was like, all right, we're back in.
Yes.
$550 million.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, I already saw some of the guys from the other stations this morning in the hall, and they're like, are you in? Are you buying
collecting?
In? I was like, if y'all are doing it, I'm doing it. Because there's no way I'm coming to work knowing you guys won and I didn't.
So. Oh, heck no. That would be the worst.
Dude, would you think about that. Think about if you're at work at a company, okay?
Yep.
And a couple of groups of people play, and they offer you a chance. And you turn it down and they win, I would never forgive myself.
Oh, my
ever.
Gosh, it'd be brutal. And your job would get 50 times harder, too, because half the building would be gone.
Yeah, and you would just...
I mean...
You would just...
Salt on the wound.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it. That's
that
a super nice
awful.
Way to put it.
Okay, so we're getting tickets today. Is that what you're saying?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Well, I know, but the drawing's tomorrow, so we got to get these tickets.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow the lines are going to be insane.
Yeah, well, we'll go in the morning. We'll go right after, and we'll send some people to run down and get them. And,
right.
You know, it's $550 million. So just, this is what I tell everyone to do. Just start making plans like you want it. So what are you going to do Wednesday night when you win? You know what I mean? Like, just start making plans. And then just put it in motion. Just seamless.
Well, the first plan is I'm going to sleep in.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Right. Well, you'll be too excited to sleep in, but you'll be, you know.
True.
You probably won't come in. Or will you come in? You're not coming in.
I would secure that my numbers were correct before not showing up for my job.
Kevin would put 2 weeks' notice in. He's a good guy like that. $550 million, Kevin?
I could not come back to work.
There's Kevin,
no way. There's no
out.
Way. I'd be like, yesterday was my last day.
Yeah.
I'll miss you all terribly.
Like $500, he's not coming back to work. That's it. $500, I'm staying.
I'm just putting you guys on notice right now. It's
what?
Called lottery notice. So if I win the lottery Wednesday.
They should build that into everybody's employment contracts, no matter what business you're in. It'd be like, oh, but there is a lottery clause. If you do hit it,
loophole.
Right, lottery loophole. You never have to come back, and it's all good, right?
Yeah.
All right, so get excited about that. That's Powerball tomorrow night. $550 million.
I'll just be daydreaming.
Oh my gosh. It feels so good just thinking about it. I feel like that sound that Brett Young is making right now. That's how I feel. That's it. It feels good.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, you still get on your MySpace to check your MySpace, Melanie?
No? No, I'm trying to get it removed from the internet.
Well, hold on. They might be doing that for you. We'll tell you the details next on QYK. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Man, I loved MySpace back in the day. It was so cool. You had your top 8.
I was just going to say that. I remember it being a thing.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, if you were like hanging out with someone and then like you were slowly stopped hanging out, they went from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4.
If you were mad at one of your friends at school, you could kick them out of your top 8.
So MySpace just went through this thing. This is bad. They just lost 12 years worth of content. So any audio, video, or photos could have been affected if your account is still up and running. Here's what's crazy.
Hallelujah.
They say a lot of people's accounts are still up and running because nobody ever went back and deleted them. They just started using Facebook.
I tried to delete mine, but you have to have either your login or your email address. I don't have the email address I used to make my MySpace account.
I do, but I don't remember the password, so I can... Like, put in my email, but I have no password. I don't know what to do.
Well, so you can write them, and they will write you back, but then you need all sorts of proof of ID.
Right.
And it's just such a hassle.
So if your MySpace is still up, you may want to go check and see if your pictures or your videos or whatever are still up there. But a lot of people, too, they want to delete their MySpaces because that was before we really...
I'm one of them.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, that was like before we cared about what we put online.
Exactly.
And now it's like you go back and look at some of those pictures and you're like, I don't want that online. And you got to go rip them down, but it's hard to do.
Yeah, so I would love for my... I hope my MySpace is gone.
You hope it got
in the abyss of whatever.
Does Justin Timberlake still own that?
I think he... Yeah, he's definitely an investor in MySpace.
Yeah, and then MySpace Tom is not involved anymore. He's gone. He sold it for millions, right?
Yeah, I think he got out.
He was the guy in the white T-shirt who was always one of your top eight friends, right?
Yeah, he had the... Well, when you created your account, he was automatically your number one friend. You always started with a friend, and it was Tom.
Tom was always your friend. And then, okay, but then you could take him off your top eight if you want.
Yeah, and Tom is now on Instagram, and you can follow him, and he posts all these travel photos.
Is it MySpace Tom on...
I believe so. I think it's...
That's awesome.
It's like Tom, your friend, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't ever post photos of himself, but just very pretty photos of him traveling the world. Different landscapes.
All right. Well, if you're looking for your old school pictures and videos on MySpace, it might be gone. If you can remember your login, go check it out. Good luck.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. Pride Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a big year for Brooks and Dunn.
Well, yeah, new album.
Just ahead of that new album coming out in April, they've been inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. And Ronnie talks about that experience.
It hasn't soaked into me, and it probably will. Sometime when I'm off by myself, I'll have an emotional moment, I'm sure.
Ronnie Dunn strikes me as the kind of guy that's never cried in his life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's such, like, just a stoic figure. I could just even hearing him talking, like, eh.
Yeah, some people aren't fazed by stuff, especially when you're Brooks and Dunn and you guys have traveled all over the place.
Well, I just, the two of them,
seen
like,
it all.
If you had to put money on which one cries more, wouldn't Kix be your odds favorite? Kix seems like he would cry more than Ronnie, right?
That would be my choice.
Yeah, Ronnie's just such a, I don't know, he's a serious dude.
I'm sure if they could hear this, they'd be real happy that we're guessing which one of them's the crier.
Well, Ronnie's like a gangster. Like, he's a country music gangster.
Right.
That's how I look at Ronnie. He's fantastic. I mean, I love the group. I'm a huge Brooks and Dunn fan. But I'm just telling you, he's a country music gangster, and he's not at all moved by this.
So do you think at some point he even is going to sink in? He's just saying that.
Yeah. Dylan Scott's going to be a dad again. Congratulations, Dylan Scott. Him and his wife, Blair, celebrating that. Their first child is 15 months old, so they're kind of doing it my style a little bit.
Back to back.
Yep. There you go. And then Tim McGraw is doing a free show in Nashville. This is really cool. NFL Draft is in Nashville. April the 26th is when that kicks off, and he'll be on Lower Broadway there, where all the bars and restaurants are. Downtown Nashville doing a free show. Tim McGraw. So,
when is this draft?
April
20th. Okay. I'm putting it in my calendar.
It's not a draft beer. It's a draft, like, where they draft players.
Yeah, no, okay. I know what it is. All right. Putting a reminder just to prepare myself, because that's all you guys are going to be talking about.
Right. The April 26th is when the concert will take
April
place.
April 26th.
Yep.
Don't ask Mark and Kevin for anything.
It's a three-day draft.
Here's the problem. You don't even need to ask us.
Yeah.
We'll just talk about it.
It's actually a great point. You will be a draft expert by the end of that weekend.
That's right.
So, yeah, you'll actually be excited for the draft. We'll get you excited.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're going to be excited for The Bachelorette.
I can't wait. I'm so excited for that, too.
Oh, man.
So free. But listen, I mean, maybe your husband or your boyfriend is into the draft and you're into Tim McGraw. You guys can head up to Nashville. That's a great weekend. Free concert, and then you get to watch the draft. That's a good tandem right there. That's a good little, you know, that's a co-pilot thing. You put your co-pilot in a car and you head up there and you do that.
That'd be fun.
All right, so heads up for that free show there, Tim McGraw.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida governor. By the way, he's enjoying, I read over the weekend, he's got the highest favorability polls in like 30 or 40 years in Florida. A lot of people love this guy.
Really?
More people love him today. Yesterday, he signed into law smoking medical marijuana becomes legal in the state of Florida.
That's a big deal for so many people.
It's a big deal. I was going through a lot of the comments on a lot of the news sites, Facebook pages. I'd say, you know, 85%, 85, 90% look pretty positive on this.
Yeah.
There was a couple of, like, This one lady wrote, the state's going to hell.
Okay. I know. I saw a comment on there, too, saying, like, oh, then all of the kids are just going to be stoned. And it's like, well, that's not exactly what this is saying.
No, that's not what this is. This is medical. The doctors are involved. This isn't like everyone can just walk around the street with joints. That's not what this is.
Right. But people don't read.
They don't read it.
They don't click it. They don't just read it. Yeah. They're just like, oh, it's legal. And now the state's going to hell.
So Governor DeSantis is a quote on it. He's like, hey, if you're sick and whether you have to smoke it or not, who am I to judge it? You know, so you'll be allowed to smoke it now in Florida. So.
Way to be progressive, Florida. I'm impressed.
I was pretty surprised, actually, that this got done so quick. But I think he's getting a lot of things done quick. Because it's usually when somebody's new in office, they kind of don't do anything for like the first 100 days. He's not taking that approach.
No.
He's like doing the proactive thing.
Well, his approval rating is through the roof, right. So obviously it's working.
It must be working. So for y'all waiting for the medical marijuana, it has arrived. And for everyone else who thinks Florida's going to hell, it's not. It's okay.
It's for a good cause.
Everything's, yeah, it's like Girl Scout cookies. It's for a good cause.
Yes.
You smoke some of that, and then you'll eat some cookies.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
On the way next, we're going to help Melanie save money at her wedding. Okay, it's the least we can do.
Oh, yes, yeah. Please do.
99.5 QYK, what did you overspend on your wedding? Like, you look back and you go, why? We didn't need that.
That was a waste of money.
That's what you're going through right now. I'll tell you the story next, right after Jake Owen. 99.5 QYK. Yeah, I wonder how many people look back and they go, man, we spent all that money on our wedding. We could have saved here, 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 here. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie. Especially, too, like, shortly after a wedding, I think if you have kids, then you're like, oh, we really could have saved money on the wedding.
Or you want to buy a house,
right.
You want that nest egg, but you blew it on flowers.
So, you guys are getting married this year. Here we are, March 19th.
Yes.
Okay. And you're having a 19 wedding.
Yeah.
You're getting all the details together.
Yeah. And lately I have been, now I'm full blown planning. So I've been on Pinterest, on Instagram, looking at all these things. And it is so easy to just get carried away. But I found some videos on YouTube that have been helpful. And some of the girls are saying, hey, here are some things that you should just cut out of your wedding altogether and save money. And they said they didn't even miss them. Bing them out.
Okay.
And so I'm just wondering, are these things I should be cutting out? Or are there some other things that maybe I should cut back on in order to save money that people have already done? And they say, yeah, like save the dates. So I watched these money saving videos on YouTube about like how to do a wedding under 10,000 and all this stuff. And they said that save the dates, a total waste of money, shouldn't send them out. Just send out your regular invites.
Right. Like, because people are going to find out anyways what day the wedding is.
You can just message them and tell them, hey, save the date.
Kevin, you've done this before.
Yes.
Would you keep the save the dates?
I would.
And you did them.
We did them, and it was funny because we would go back to people's houses years later, and they still had them on their fridge.
Oh, you did the magnet?
See, those are good.
Yeah, we did the magnet. Yeah.
Now, those are good friends. They keep the save the dates years later?
Good. Yeah, it was good. It was pretty funny to see them.
That's like one of those like hidden signs of a good friend where they still have your save the date from years ago. That was pretty good.
My brother's fridge is covered in people's save the date magnets. I swear, it's everywhere. That and baby announcements and stuff.
He spent thousands in wedding gifts. You know what I mean? You can just tell, you look at someone's fridge and go,
cha-ching,
my God,
you have
too many friends, man. It's like they're everywhere.
For real.
What's like one thing you think you're good at? So save the dates on the chopping block?
Yeah.
And
in order to save
your fiance
money.
Agrees with that?
He could care less. Yeah. He's all about saving money.
He's like, whatever.
So that's
as
good.
As long as there's an open bar, he could care less.
What? Well, that's very smart. That cannot be on the chopping block, by the way.
No, absolutely not. So the bar, that's definitely not getting cut out of the budget. But some people are saying.
I got invited to a wedding once, and they made a point to write cash bar afterwards. Is it this really nice place? Yeah. Something came up at work. I couldn't make that one. Something no,
that was
came
a good
up.
Call.
Of course. Right when I saw that cash bar, I was like, this.
Not going to that.
I said, this is going to have to make other arrangements. Yeah.
So I'm just curious. I want to know if some people have some budget saving tips when it comes to a wedding. If they cut some things out and did it end up working out or do they regret it?
Yeah. Give Melanie some advice. Like, what's something she could cut out that wouldn't, you know, that you wouldn't look back and miss it?
Right.
But you also would like to have the extra money to spend on something else. Maybe like an extended open bar or like a 2-day open bar or something like that, you know.
Just get rid of everything except for the bar. There's
plenty of room for creativity. We can figure all that out. But call us or text us, 800-992-1099. What should Melanie cut out? What would you have cut out if you could go back and do it again, save some of that money? Chris Stapleton's on now. It's Millionaire, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, Melanie, her wedding, it's on the chopping block, not the wedding itself,
but
certain aspects of it, because you're trying to maybe save some money, and like, why would you overspend on something that maybe won't, you know, add to the experience?
Definitely don't want to overspend.
Which is, I think it's a great thing for you to do. I think more people probably wish they had done that when they look back on their weddings and go, gosh, we spent all this on that, and all this on that, and all this on that. And then, like you said, you know, you want to take a great trip. You want to buy a house, you want to have kids, and you wish you would have had some of that money back.
Well, yeah, and I've heard that from other people, that either they wish they would have spent more on something, like a video guy. That's what a lot of people say, is that they didn't have any video of the whole thing. And then they spent money on wedding favors and programs and all sorts of stuff that they wish they would have cut out.
All right, let's talk to Nandria, who's been holding on about what we should cut out of the wedding. Things for Melanie to consider. What do you got, Nandria?
Some wedding savings. What we did was we definitely kept the save the dates because we had people coming from out of state.
Yeah.
But we, all the other, like the wedding programs and things like that, we got rid of. And we also, my big splurge was I spent a little bit of extra money to get a day of coordinator so I didn't have to stress.
And do you recommend that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So hold on though. So is a day of coordinator is sort of like a wedding planner, but just for the day, right?
Her main thing was day before, she set up everything for us. And then day of, she was there to, like, keep everybody on time. And then afterwards, she tore everything down for us.
Hmm.
See, so right now I don't have a wedding planner. I don't have a day of coordinator. It's something I'm considering, but once again, it's one of those things where it's like, well, do I want to save $1,000 or $1,200, whatever it is, for a day of coordinator? But you're saying it's worth it.
It's totally worth it.
I like the way it sounds. I would like to have one every day for my five kids, a day of coordinator. I think if your day, Melanie, if your day of coordinator does great for your wedding,
yes.
I am hiring her the next day to become my every day of coordinator. I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
This is awesome. These 4 2-day tickets to Monster Jam World Finals at Camping World Stadium in Orlando. Mike and Lori are our contestants this morning. Hello, Mike and Lori. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Mike, you were the ninth caller, so we're going to let you kick this off, the Mark and Melanie name game. We're going to give you a category, Mike. All you have to do is name one thing in that category. Then, Lori, you'll have 3 seconds to respond and name something else in the category, and then it just goes back and forth until somebody can't name anything within 3 seconds, all right?
Okay.
All right, and no repeats either, so if someone already said it, then you're out.
Okay.
Well, today's Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Things that have to do with tacos, go.
Hot sauce.
Guacamole.
Sour cream.
Lettuce.
Cheese.
Chicken.
Tortillas.
Beef.
Steak.
Flour shells.
Oh, Mike. Mike, you were doing so well, but you ran out of gas at the end. Lori, congratulations. Yes. You got these Monster Jam tickets.
Sweet, thank you.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Weirdest thing happened to me Sunday in an Uber. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So my wife and I were like, hey, we're going to go out for St. Patty's Day, right? And so we get a babysitter and we Uber. Because, it's St. Patty's Day, right? You just have to be in an Uber.
Right, of course. Be responsible.
Get picked up from the tent party to go home. So this is the end of the day on St. Patty's Day. and getting the Uber car in the back, obviously. And the guy's driving, but then he grabs his phone and he's video, like he's driving, but he's holding his phone over his shoulder and videotaping us.
What?
And I was like, hey, man, I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, he's like, I've been making videos all day. He's like, making videos of all the people I'm picking up at the bars for St. Patrick's Day. Just like what you're wearing and what you're talking about. He's like, people are talking about crazy things today and wearing all these crazy things and green. And he's like, a lot of people are like bringing beer in the car and everything. And it was so awkward because we were just sitting there. So I was like, okay.
Did you tell him to stop videoing you? That's weird. I would say stop videoing me.
Dude, it was so weird because I was like, first off,
focus on the road.
Are you? Well, that was also very strange.
Get off your phone.
Like, he was looking at the road, but he was holding one hand. Like, he had his one hand in the 10 position, but the other hand was not in the 2 position. He was holding his iPhone, and he was doing it so they could. And once he said he was taping us what it was for, like, it got really awkward. So we just sat there and just stared at it. And I'm like, God, we're going to look so dumb on this video. Then
just
I'm like,
taping all the weirdos in my back seat as he's videoing you guys.
That's what he said. He's like, yeah, he's like, it's been a crazy day. He's like, I'm going to put all these videos together and make like this funny video of Ubering St. Patty's Day partiers around. I'm like, all right, well, interesting idea, but it's just kind of weird. Like, it's strange. And don't you sort of like need our permission? Like, I don't want you just,
yeah.
Like, where are you putting this? Like, where's it going? And what is it? You know what I mean? And I just didn't, 15 beers. I just didn't feel like getting into it with him. But, you know, it's just kind of like, holy moly, man.
Well, you're super nice because I think the majority of people would have said, dude, stop videoing me and focus on the road. And also, you're not getting 5 stars.
It was so weird. Like, I think I wound up giving him the 5 just because I was like, whatever. But it was so strange. And man, my luck with Ubers, I either have like the best Uber drivers or the absolute strangest.
I think that's across the board.
Really?
There's no in between.
There's no in between.
You either get the guy who has a convenience store in there and the air conditioning is blasting, freezing cold.
Oh, that's awesome, though.
Or you get the one that, oh, my air conditioner just went out, guys. Sorry, it just went out. And he has all the windows down.
This is my first Uber ride. Andy's smoking a cigarette.
And there's like dog fur everywhere.
I don't know how I feel about being videotaped by the Uber guy for his St. Patrick's Day drunk video reel. Man, that was weird.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So this fire festival thing, like, just won't go away. And it's a fascinating story. It was that guy who created that festival. People were going to go down to the Bahamas, and it's like all these bands were going to be playing, and all these Instagram influencers were going to be there.
Yeah, they posted it all over social media, so it just looked like this awesome festival, tropical getaway.
Yeah, just celebrities, but like anybody could buy tickets, and the whole thing fell apart. It was a disaster. The bands backed out. It turned out that instead of renting villas, you were like renting little tents on the beach. And it was just like a disaster.
Yeah, from the clips I saw, because it's a special. You guys are all talking about this in the studio. It's on Netflix or something?
Yeah.
Okay, I have yet to see it.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
You of all people haven't seen it?
I know. Okay, I have to go see it. But that's why the festival's still being talked about, is that this whole Netflix special came out about it, and now the guy is facing charges that created it.
He's in jail.
Oh, he's in jail.
Yeah. And so what they're doing now, they had all this merchandise made, like just T-shirts and just all this stuff. They're now going to auction it off. Because the Netflix documentary got so popular, they're going to auction it off, and they're going to use the money to give back to all the people that this guy cheated, all the investors and stuff in the festival.
He owes $26 million to people. That's a lot of merchandise.
It is. It's almost $30 million in the hole. That's how much he completely just robbed from these people, and then the festival never even happened.
So he's stuck with all this merchandise, and now because of the popularity, like you said, of the show, people are going to buy it. But do you think that many people are really going to buy this merchandise?
I don't know, because it's a fascinating story. So maybe it's like, hey, I own some of the original
shirts from this festival.
The original fire festival, yeah,
that's real.
Yeah, like I think I do. And then I'm like, okay, so I know what's going to happen. Like some of these Instagram influencers and these like Facebook celebrities, they're going to buy this stuff and probably create something around it. Like they'll do like a big thing. Like maybe we'll do an event. You know what I'm saying?
And just start giving away the merchandise?
No, like I think they could have like their own concert, like their own festival.
Oh my gosh. I think the last thing anyone needs to do is a festival that's connected to this.
They could resurrect it. But it's just so crazy. Like this is what's going to be used to try to pay back the people that he basically stole from.
And the fact that people are actually going to buy the merchandise is insane.
If you haven't seen this on Netflix, it's a fascinating story. It's just a fascinating story.
I need to watch it.
I cannot believe you haven't watched it.
I guess that's a failure.
Yep. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Cole Swindell, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Robin Roberts, Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. Did you know?
No, I did not know this until this morning, and this just happened.
Kevin, she just came out and said her first job in the business, the broadcast business, she was a country radio DJ.
Interesting.
A country radio air personality.
Robin Roberts, formerly of ESPN.
Yes.
Dude. And so Michael Strahan started kind of making fun of her about it.
Yeah.
And so this was them talking about it. This was just this morning.
Yeah. Because y'all were giving me a hard time. We were talking about the fact that I used to be a country music DJ.
Which is awesome.
Thank you very much. George was a little kinder than Michael was.
Well, I'm saying you were remixing. You got to know who when. That's what she was doing.
You got. That's pretty good. I would have just never, ever, ever would have guessed that.
Never.
Me either. She said that if she was the one actually mixing the records, that she would have still been doing it today.
Oh, yeah. Like remixing the actual. Yeah.
She was like, good. If it was like that and I got to mix the records, I'd still be doing it.
Yep. That's funny.
The more you know, I would have never guessed.
Yeah. Michael Strahan making fun of her about it.
So we're basically Robin Roberts now. Look at that.
Yeah, we're like the second generation of Robin Roberts.
We're like the Z-list Robin Roberts.
Well, here we go.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5
QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, here we go with nutbags north of Florida. You know, we hear all about the crazies in Florida. And yeah, there's plenty of them. But let's focus on the other 49 states. There's some whack jobs up there, too.
Stop acting like everybody else is perfect except for Florida.
Nutbags north of Florida. Let's go to Massachusetts, where a Nebraska man, he was in Massachusetts apparently on vacation, and he was busted by a cop after he tried to drum up some extra cash. He held up a Papa John's location using a pair of drumsticks as a weapon.
What?
Yes. They said he walked in, he pointed the sticks at the guy at the counter while holding a sign saying, "Give me everything in the register.
This is a stick up."
The clerk, he didn't feel the pressure, and he called 911. The man was promptly arrested.
I'm going to actually keep the money in the drawer because you've got drumsticks.
I'm sure there's a moment in time where you're kind of like, maybe I should just give him everything, but then you're like, it's just a drumstick, right?
Yeah.
Like, what would the rule book say at the convenience store? They'd say, just give him what he wants. He's crazy.
Yeah, I think across the board, you're supposed to just give him what they want.
Right. So the man was arrested. It didn't work with the drumsticks. In Oklahoma, a woman, she was busted after she approached the front of a medium security jail. She pulled out a gun, but it was a T-shirt gun.
Like a T-shirt gun?
Yeah.
What?
She was trying to use it to get contraband to the folks inside. She was going to shoot some of the you know how when you're at like a hockey game and they come out and they just...
Or the Rays game and
the Rays
shoot
game
out
and
the shirts.
They shoot out the shirts.
Yeah.
So she was trying to shoot things into the prison over the wall so that the prisoners, her buddies, could get stuff. She was shooting cell phones.
Okay, come on, lady. No one's going to notice.
Packages of drugs and even rolls of money she was trying to shoot into the prison yard. So there you go, Oklahoma. That is nutbags north of Florida.
Tampa Bay's morning crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
That's new music from Dustin Lynch. It's called Riding Roads. Tampa Bay's morning crew, Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, back tomorrow morning at 7:40. We got more of these Monster Jam tickets, which is cool because these are the world finals. All right, world finals.
Yes.
We'll be playing the Mark and Melanie world famous name game with the jingle right there. That's world famous as well. But that's 7:40 tomorrow morning. Throw that in your iPhone. Don't miss. These are great tickets. 7:40 on QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.